This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Doctors in Sudan say at least 59 people are confirmed dead and nearly 600 others injured since clashes between the military and a paramilitary force erupted Saturday. Michael Atit reports for VOA from Khartoum.
Reports say recent tensions between the army and the RSF stem from disagreements with how the RSF should be integrated into the army and who should oversee that process. It is part of an effort to restore the country to civilian rule and end the political crisis sparked by a military coup in October 2021. The African Union's Peace and Security Council held an extraordinary meeting Sunday in Nairobi to discuss the situation in Sudan. The meeting also appealed to the Sudanese military and RSF leaders to de-escalate confrontation and restore stability. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
At least 32 defense volunteers and 10 soldiers have died in suspected attacks in insurgency hit northern Burkina Faso, officials said on Sunday. A detachment of soldiers and the civilian volunteers was the target of an attack by unidentified armed men on Saturday, a government said in a statement. The army said the death toll was 48 soldiers and 32 defense volunteers, adding, quote, at least 50 terrorists were neutralized in a counterattack, including a number killed in airstrikes. Yemeni rebels and government forces freed scores of prisoners Sunday on the last day of a three-day exchange of nearly 900 detainees, boosting hopes for ending their protracted war. Five flights carrying nearly 200 detainees from both sides flew between Houthi-held and government-controlled areas.